It's time now for Astro Bob's Backyard Astronomy. And as I observed to Astro Bob mere moments ago, the good thing about 40 below is it's usually clear. So, yay, putting a positive spin on 40 below, or doing our darndest anyway.
Well, that's the way to do it. My gosh, has it hit 40 below yet already?
Not temperature-wise, but wind chill-wise,
Yeah. You know, you're absolutely right about those clear skies. And you have to be careful with them, though. You know, you have to be sure that you're dressed well. And so last night, I dressed well. I put on everything. I looked for everything in the house, and I just put it on.
And you looked like the Michelin man, no doubt.
I really, you know, you can get, and my voice is a little rough this morning because of breathing in so much cold air, but, I got to tell you,
this whole mask debate thing, in Minnesota, there is no debate. It keeps your cheeks warm. It keeps the air warm that you breathe in so it doesn't hurt your voice. It doesn't hurt your nose. Mm-hmm. We, as the meme says, we live in a place where the air hurts our face. But if you wear a mask in the wintertime, it's just smart.
Yes.
I'm going to adopt the whole mask thing for the winter from now on.
Yeah, it's just part of our garb now.
Because it just makes sense.
But I was going to say that I had so much clothing on that I could barely bend over to slip on my boots and tie them. Because I was just so bulked up. But I went out and set up the telescope. I was looking for a comet. I went up north of town a ways. And in this particular spot, it gets colder than usual when in town. And before I left, I glanced at the thermometer, and it was 30 below. And I thought, damn, that's cold. I think I'm going to take a picture. I pulled my phone out, and it had like 20% battery. But it immediately went dead. Because it was like, I'm not taking pictures in the cold. Just put me right back into that pocket.
2 years ago at the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon, I figured that out. I had my phone wrapped in hand warmers. I pulled my phone out to dial the radio station. I said, here we are at the... And the phone died. It had a full charge, and it died.
Yeah, that's
so,
really
yeah.
Make sure it's at 100% when you go out.
But and be able to plug it in your car. But, you know, it's amazing how your camera will still... function. It's kind of logy at those temperatures, but it astonishes me that a camera will still function at those temperatures.
Yeah, that it does. Well, if you have your cell phone, I have something you might want to try to take a picture of this week. We have a couple. It's really kind of a slow time we're entering because the planets are all gathered around the sun trying to stay warm. So as a result, they're all in the daytime sky for the most part. I mean, Venus is barely visible in the morning right before the sun comes up, but most people will not see it. There's just really one planet left, which is Mars, up in the southwestern sky, still relatively bright. It's moving eastward each day a little bit, and if you keep track of it, you'll see that by the end of this month, it will approach and sit right under the Seven Sisters star cluster, otherwise known as the Pleiades. But what you can see this week is on February the 12th, that Friday, the very thin, very young crescent moon will return to the evening sky, low in the southwest. And I'll have a blog about that to help people find it and exactly how to look for it. And it's really fun to see a super thin crescent moon. And if your phone is fully charged on Friday,
and you have it wrapped in hand warmers.
And bring that, yes, and you could take a picture of that crescent moon because there's always enough light at twilight to be able to photograph a celestial event or a sight like the moon.
And if you're lucky enough to just have nice windows, you know, this is why people always want to clean their windows in the wintertime. Because after you start trying to photograph out the window, you go, oh. So when it gets kind of pleasant, you go outside, you scrub them all nicely, and it's like, okay, I'm good now. And then, so you can take pictures of the moon and little animals at the bird feeder and stuff. And yeah.
Stay warm.
Yes.
The other things that are happening, I always like when this returns, the same way I like seeing Orion return every fall, the Big Dipper is up in the northeastern sky now. That comes up. You can see the whole thing from our region easily by about 8 o'clock. And one of my favorite things about the Dipper is that it's just the brightest part of the Great Bear, Ursa Major. And the tail of the Dipper, I call it the tail, the handle of the Dipper, is actually the tail of the bear. And the bucket part is sort of the trunk of the bear, his back and stomach. And then there are stars extending out from there that include his legs, his snout, his paws. So the figure kind of looks like a bear. And I just did a blog, and I'll make sure that you have that link, that people can use to discover the entire Ursa Major for themselves. And one of the humorous things, I don't know, you got to find fun in astronomy when you can.
Oh, I don't find fun in anything, but go ahead.
Anything. One of the fun things about the bear is that it is standing on its tail when you see it in the sky, and that makes me smile.
Bears
a bear standing on its tail.
Bears are big into whimsy. They're big into whimsy.
I mean, I am.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, and I will be writing this up today if people care to look on the blog, is to use how to use the constellation of Cassiopeia, which is the W. That's as the Dipper comes up in the northeast, you just pivot a little bit to the northwest, look up, and you'll see the W. And I'll have a little piece about how to use the W to find three deep sky objects, the Andromeda Galaxy and two star clusters that are visible in binoculars from our area.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And I have another little bit of news for you.
Oh, tell me.
Okay, this is not observational news so much, but it's really an exciting month for Mars. I may have mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, but this is the big month when three different countries are all arriving at Mars within a couple of weeks of each other. And the first one to arrive will be today. It's the United Arab Emirates, their very first mission called HOPE. It's the first mission in the entire Arab world. That will arrive at 9:30. The spacecraft will fire up its thrusters because it's traveling so fast it has to slow down as it approaches Mars. Otherwise, it'll just go into an orbit around the sun.
9:30 a.m. or p.m.?
9:30 a.m.
So
it will fire its thrusters.
Is there some place that we can watch this online, do you suppose?
I'm sure there... Well, I don't know for a fact. I still have to look that up myself.
Okay.
Just type in UAE for United Arab Emirates and HOPE,
yep.
And possibly there'll be some kind of a... You can't
okay.
watch it. You can watch... You'll probably be able to watch, like, Mission Control, but there'll be no images. But it will fire its rockets so it can slow down enough for Mars to grab hold of it, and then it'll fall into orbit around the planet and do a lot of... It'll be just an orbiter, so its purpose, its mission is to study the atmosphere of Mars and also to take color photographs. Get this, tomorrow, the Japanese Tianwen, and I'm probably mispronouncing that, the Tianwen mission will enter Mars orbit, and it's two parts, an orbiter, and it will also send a rover down to the surface. And if that's successful, this would be the first country other than the U.S. to have a successful on-the-surface Mars mission. And guess who's next? There's three.
I want to say us, but...
You're right.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, good for us.
NASA's Perseverance mission is also on its way to Mars, and it arrives on February the 18th. And that will bring down... that mission will send the Perseverance rover to the surface of Mars, and that's the one that's going to be looking for signs of ancient life. And it's going to cache a whole bunch of samples, you know, promising-looking rocks and dirt that later will be picked up by another lander and rocketed to orbit and then returned to Earth. So it'll study what's happening on Mars now and look for potential signs of, like, ancient fossilized or bacterial life, and then gather samples for return to the Earth on a future mission.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Totally cool. We are just going to Mars.
I hope Mars spent the entire weekend cooking and cleaning.
Yeah, that's right.
Mars is like, companies coming from everywhere. This place is a mess.
Look at, you know, and to me, it's an ongoing thing because there is so much dust on Mars. There is no end to cleaning on that planet.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine. And it's always too hot.
It's not my planet.
It's always too hot to clean. I mean, you're always like, it's too hot. I don't feel like cleaning.
Or too cold.
Or too cold.
Yeah, it's. Well, it's really too hot.
Kind
it's
of like
too cold.
It's kind of like Duluth.
Oh, yes.
It's like, no, I don't feel like cleaning today. The weather's too fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah. I love it. We'll get links to those blog posts, Bob. We'll do a little bit of snooping online. You and I'm sure we'll both do a little bit of snooping online to see if we can find any place that folks might be able to tune into the launch of these various things just for fun. And
well, we won't see the launch. That's already, you know, they're at Mars.
Got it.
They're on their way.
But you could go back and look
at least we can find out, you know, if it's acceptable or not. So.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exciting. Well, and for tomorrow, we could maybe find some place that would be broadcasting the launch when the Japanese. Oh, no, that's right. They're landing tomorrow. Got it.
Well, no, no one's landing tomorrow. They have to get into orbit.
That's right. They enter Mars orbit.
They're landing in a wonderful place named Utopia.
Oh, why wouldn't you go there?
It's always clean.
Yeah, and everybody wants to mail stuff from there, so it says Utopia on the postmark. All right.
So what we would see is, you know, if there are some feeds, that would be kind of mission control type stuff. And we'll certainly find out if it's successful or not. I hope they're all successful. The more we know about Mars, the better.
Exciting. Exciting. All right, Bob, thanks a gazillion. Let's talk again in a couple of weeks, and let's hope that it's we have to go outside in, like, maybe one less layer. Just one.
Just one.
I'm not asking for, you know, a million anything. I'm just saying just one less layer. Just one.
It's coming, Lisa.
All right. All right. I'm going to believe you, Bob. Thanks a million. We'll talk in a couple of weeks.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Bob King, our host for Astro Bob's Backyard Astronomy, a regular feature of every other Tuesday right here on Northland Morning.